This evening's scripture reading will come from Leviticus 20, verse 24. Leviticus 20, verse 24. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the people.
Good to see everybody this evening. This message is kind of inspired by a couple things. We're having ice cream tonight, so I know all of you have your mind set on that. And our brother Terry loves ice cream, and I was thinking about him. So I think there's some sweet truths that we can gather tonight from this message. Okay? Leviticus 20:24. So I've said to you, you are to take possession of their land, and I myself will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has singled you out from the peoples. You know, God wants good things for His people. And God, in the Old Testament, wanted to give His people a land flowing with milk and honey. Well, you know, cold milk and sugar make pretty good ice cream, okay? So, I don't know if they had ice, I don't know if they figured that out, how to do that or not, but I do know that they had some sweet treats back then. A land flowing with milk and honey is a good thing. But tonight what I want to do is compare the ingredients of a great ice cream to being Christian. Now, I watch too much Food Network and some of those programs, and when these guys start talking about ice cream that's like avocado ice cream or ice cream that's not sweet but it's savory, I'm like, you guys have lost me, man. I can go watch sports for a while or something. I don't get into savory ice cream, okay? I want sweet ice cream. And I think sometimes we look at the Christian life as being a life that is hard, and we don't understand how truly sweet it is to be Christian. So there's some ingredients that I think we need to consider in our life that make a great Christian life. So the first thing I want to talk about is a great ice cream, like a grounded Christian in faith, is the result of thoughtfully chosen ingredients, carefully blending and together a commitment to developing something richer and greater than its parts. Okay? So if I tell you to go to the ice box and get frozen milk, anybody excited about that? I don't think so, right? But if I tell you to go to the ice box and get butter pecan ice cream, which we have some tonight because I know I brought it, or for those who like fruit in their ice cream, cherry cordial, I know we have that. It's back there. We brought it, okay? There's other ice creams back there. You get more excited about that, right? You get more excited about what's come together to make that ice cream. And so great ice cream has to have a blend of all these ingredients. And the first one that we think of is cream or milk, okay? Every great ice cream begins with a rich base. It's creamy, it's simple, it's essential to that ice cream. It provides texture and body. Without the milk, there is no ice cream. All the flavors and add-ins depend upon that foundation. You got to start somewhere, and it has to start with milk or cream. All right, so the Christian journey, what's the first verse that we hear? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, right? If you want to be a Christian, you have to have faith. Faith because you've read the Word of God. You understand the things that He wants for you. So, you know, milk or cream is not, we don't look at that as all that exciting. And a lot of people don't look at faith as all that exciting, unless you mix in the charismatic with it, and then it's suddenly exciting. Right? How about just having faith? One of my favorite lines from Star Wars is when Luke is confronting the Emperor, and the Emperor tells him that his faith in his friends is misplaced. And, you know, he refutes that. I like that scene. He stays faithful to his friends. He stays faithful to his belief that they are going to overcome as he is going to overcome. Well, our faith in God, our faith in Jesus, needs to be essential to our Christianity if we're going to be great Christians. When do we demonstrate that faith? When hard things come? When great things come? I tell you, I had a time in my life when everything was looking great on the business front. I was working as a consultant. I was an engagement manager. I was a people manager. I had billable hours at my client. A lot of good, successful things going on there. And it would have been very easy to put my faith aside and just continue to go pursue that line. And I think a lot of men discover in their life that, oh, here's something I do and I do well and I'm getting recognized for it, and they just decide to go push forward on that front and they forget the things that got them there. We have to have faith in difficult times and in great times. Faith is essential to our Christian walk. So our Christian journey begins with faith, a belief in God's love and His grace. Faith is not flashy, just as cream is not flashy, but it's indispensable, and it gives strength and structure, holding together the complexities and challenges that arise. The second great ingredient to a great ice cream is sugar. Okay. I know sugar's a dirty word these days, but I still love it. Okay, you gotta have it, right? Now, whether it's corn syrup or cane sugar or whatever, okay, you gotta have something sweet in there. All right, so what would ice cream be without that? It wouldn't have the sweetness, it'd be savory. Ugh, we've already talked about that. But you don't want too much sugar, right? If you put too much sugar in, the ice cream gets grainy. Or it's so sweet you can't eat it. Here and I were out a couple of weeks ago, and I ordered some pad thai noodles. And I don't know what the chef did, but they were so sweet I couldn't eat them, right? And I got the sweetest tooth. If I can't eat them, nobody can, right? So we have to be measured with the amount of sugar that we put in our ice cream. In the Christian walk, grace is the sweetness that transforms. It is the unearned, unconditional love of God that makes faith not just tolerable, but delightful. When we understand that putting our faith in God is because He's shown us so much grace, when we understand that in this world when difficult things come and we still have a Savior and that He will help us overcome because of His grace, it makes our lives sweeter. We can complain, we can be upset, we can be angry. How many times has something happened and we said, God, why didn't you take care of this for me? When He's already taken care of it. We need to have that grace sweetness in our life. We need to have an appreciation for what God has done for us. Too much sugar can overwhelm, or too little can disappoint. Grace must understand in its fullness, not as a license to do as we please, but as the divine flavor that invites us into a deeper relationship and service. It covers our imperfections. It brings relief in hardship. And it gives us the ability to forgive others and ourselves. I don't know if you've ever thought about how important grace is to your Christianity, but it's essential if we're going to be able to overcome, if we're going to be able to forgive. And I especially like the concept of being able to forgive ourselves. The third item that we put into a great ice cream is eggs. You know, when I eat ice cream, I don't taste eggs. I just don't. But when you put eggs in, it's a stabilizer. It holds things together, okay? That traditional ice cream uses eggs to enrich. Here's a big word for cooking, emulsify, okay? To enrich, to emulsify, to stabilize the mixture. Without eggs or stabilizers, ice cream can be a disaster. It can be icy. It can be brittle. It can become separated. It holds things together. Well, similarly, in the Christian life, we have to have good character. And that's built through discipline, integrity, and perseverance. You know, when you see somebody that is a Christian, you don't typically see character as the very first thing. But when they act a certain way, when they walk the walk that they talk, then you see that character in them. And you understand that they're different. There's something in their life that's holding things together. They have good character. So just as eggs are sometimes invisible in the final product of ice cream, strength of character may go unnoticed except during those times of trial. When life heats up, it is the internal integrity formed by daily choices and spiritual habits that keeps everything together. All right, well, there's some other things that great ice cream has. Flavorings. Okay, you got to have good flavorings. So I know some of you are big, just plain old vanilla fans. And, you know, you don't want vanilla bean, you don't want fake vanilla, you want true vanilla, right? Chocolate, strawberries. Some of you even like pistachio ice cream. Ugh. Okay. So there's flavorings that people like, okay? Flavorings turn a simple base into a distinct delight. And one of the things that makes Christianity great is the fruit of the Spirit that each of us displays. The diversity of flavors mirrors the fruit of the Spirit described in Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are all flavors that Christians show in their life, much like vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. You know, there are people that we go to in our Christian walk that display different things. You know, if I want somebody that's really wise about the Scriptures, and really wise about life, I might go talk to Archie. Okay? If I want somebody that's just fun and likes to have a good Christian time, I might go to Mickey. Right? If I want somebody that works hard and has a good desire to work in the church and do things for the Lord, I might go to Jennings. Those are three men in this congregation that I see that do things that show a certain flavor, okay? And so none of us are going to be perfect. None of us are going to have all these fruits of the Spirit. We're all working on them. But some of us are stronger in those things than others. And so we have to have that fruit of the Spirit in our Christian walk. We need to display those things. Each flavor, like each fruit of the Spirit, brings its own shade of beauty. Some are bold and bright, like the joy that bursts forth in celebration. Others are subtle and comforting, like the quiet peace that settles the soul. You know, my go-to ice cream is butter pecan. That's my comfort ice cream, right? If I sit down with butter pecan ice cream and I enjoy that, I can breathe, I can just kind of, okay, that's good. But every once in a while, I step out on the wild side and I get some kind of fruit ice cream, right? Raspberry or I don't know, mint chocolate chip. Okay, I get something that's not designed for comfort, but shows a little pizzazz, right? Well, sometimes we need to step out and try to do some of these other things, these other fruits of the Spirit, try to grow in those and stretch ourselves. So we need to have the fruits of the Spirit. Then, you know, a great ice cream will have good mix-ins. Okay? Mix-ins would be things like swirls of caramel or chocolate chips or crunchy nuts. I hope somebody brought nuts tonight. Anyway, we brought bananas if anybody wants to try to make a split. So, okay. Those extra things that you put with the ice cream that gives it a certain texture, a certain growth, if you will. All right? Well, mix-ins are the joys and the challenges of communities, the friendships, the family ties, and church relationships that keep life interesting and meaningful. What I'm saying is, in a Christian life, mix-ins are the church. Mix-ins are the people we worship with. Mix-ins are the friendships that we have. Mix-ins are the opportunities that we have to talk to folks in our workplace about Christ or friends that we encounter. You know, sometimes those mix-ins really make a difference. A bite of a mix-in like cookie dough is the most anticipated, just as moments of genuine fellowship or acts of service bring a special spark. At other times, mix-ins present challenges, perhaps a tough nut to crack, yet even these foster growth in patience and understanding. Mix-ins give us that different texture, and sometimes they're great things, and sometimes they're difficult things, but they allow us to grow. You know, one of the things Karen and I don't understand when we're eating something is when they put sea salt on sweet stuff. That's supposed to make it sweeter. I don't get it. I really don't. My palate doesn't go that way. But some you try it and you say, okay, not for me, but for somebody else maybe. Maybe you get used to it over time, but you grow. You find out what you like, what you don't like, and you understand further what those mix-ins can be. You know, we meet different people. This congregation has had new people come in. We've had brothers and sisters from other congregations that come and visit us from time to time. And we get to work with them and understand who they are and make new friendships, and that adds to our Christian life. So you got a great ice cream will have good mix-ins with it. There's a process to great ice cream as well. No ice cream is made without churning. Okay? Churning is a process that incorporates air, prevents iciness, and creates smoothness. You like your ice cream to be smooth, right? Churning can be seen as the experiences of life. Sometimes repetitive, sometimes turbulent, but always necessary for growth. You know, are we thankful for those opportunities to grow in Christ? Are we thankful for those opportunities to show that we're faithful even during difficult times? A Christian life is not static. It's a continual process of transformation. Through prayer, study, worship, and acts of love, one is churned, if you will, into the likeness of Christ. There are moments of discomfort, but through the process, something new and beautiful emerges. You got to have that churn. Then, if you want a great ice cream, sometimes you got to let it sit, right? You make it cold and you want it to sit still for a while. Once churned, ice cream must be set aside, given time in the cold to harden and mature. In the Christian journey, there are seasons of waiting, seasons of stillness, and seasons of patience. You know, we pray for certain things to happen. Are we willing to have patience that God will work those things out for us in due time? You know, we look at that waiting, that stillness, that patient time as a waste of time. We're always like, oh, I got to be doing something. I got to get this fixed. I got to do this. I got to do that. Right? Well, you know, you can go do other things and let something sit for a while. Okay? And in the Christian life, we understand that waiting time is valuable. Okay? There are seasons of waiting. There are seasons of stillness and patience. They are not wasted periods. They're necessary for solidifying our faith, clarifying our purpose, and preparing for new callings. Sometimes by sitting aside and being patient and watching how God works things out increases our faith. Sometimes by doing that stillness, we prepare for what God is going to do later. Okay? You know, David wanted to build the temple, and God told him he wasn't going to do that because he was a man of blood. So David did the next best thing. He didn't build the temple. He got everything ready for it so his son could build the temple. He used that time as a time of waiting. Okay. So we need to recognize that sometimes there are times in our life when we need to sit still and let God do His work. Waiting is often uncomfortable, but it brings depth and resilience. The most flavorful ice cream, like the most mature faith, benefits from time to set and develop. Ice cream is meant to be enjoyed and shared. The greatest joy comes from not from hoarding a perfect batch, but from scooping it out for friends and family. Okay, so Tom, you're not allowed to eat all the ice cream tonight. Okay. The Christian life, too, is filled in service and generosity. Our lives, shaped and flavored by faith, grace, character, and community, become gifts to the world. In serving others, we reflect God's love, and in sharing our unique flavor, we join the larger community, each contributing what we can offer to others. Serving and sharing, being generous, is important for a great ice cream. So, you know, there's times like when it's as hot as it's been lately when we have ice cream and it melts, right? Karen and I will occasionally swing by our local Dairy Queen and I'll get my peanut butter parfait that I can't eat in the car while I'm driving. I got to have at least one hand on the wheel, right? And so we'll drive home and I have to get a bowl or something to set it in because it's starting to melt and it will make a mess everywhere. Maybe I should just get a Blizzard or something. Anyway, but I really like peanut butter parfaits. All right, but there's ice cream melts, okay? And we understand that even the best ice cream will eventually melt. I want you to understand that comparison reminds us that earthly delights are fleeting. Okay? The Christian needs to live his life understanding that we're here temporarily. And so we do the best we can with the talents and abilities that we've been given. The Christian lives with the hope that even as life passes, there is a promise of eternal sweetness in God's presence. So we understand that life here is fleeting. But we also understand as Christians that we have eternal life with God that's up next. Melting then is not the end for us, but it's a transformation into something that's more profound. You know, there's nothing more depressing than a melted ice cream, okay? It doesn't taste like a shake. It's just horrible. And we hate getting old. We hate seeing friends pass. We hate understanding that maybe we don't have the abilities that we used to. But we need to continue to persevere and do the best that we can and look forward to when Christ is going to come and take us back to be with the Father. Melting is a promise of much more to come. So one other thing I thought I would throw in here, a great ice cream doesn't have any chemicals in it, okay? Now, I'm not saying I won't eat ice cream that has chemicals in it, but if it's truly going to be a great ice cream, we don't want all those color additives, and we don't want preservatives and sorbitol and xanthan and whatever that stuff. Who puts xanthan gum in ice cream? Why do they do that, right? You know, the best ice cream is the stuff that you make in your ice cream maker on the back deck, right? And everybody's got 100 different recipes for that. So we want to make sure as Christians that we're adding the pure word to our ingredient list. We don't want quick fixes. We don't want the wellness gospel. We want the gospel that the Lord teaches us. And we want to be close to Him. So no byproducts, no chemicals in our ice cream. So, all in all, a great ice cream is like a great Christian. Great ice cream is not an accident. It's the product of quality ingredients, careful attention, and a willingness to embrace and process change according to God's will. If you want to be a great Christian, you need to be mindful about it. What are you putting into your Christian walk? What are the ingredients that you're embracing? You need to be going and trying to get the best ingredients in the teaching that you get, in the word that you study, how you study. You need to be willing to change according to how God directs you. I think that's one of the hardest things, is we get comfortable with a habit that we know is not good, and God's calling us to be different, and we don't want to change. You need to get comfortable with changing according to His will. So we may, like master ice cream makers, choose our ingredients wisely, tend to a good process with love, and share with the sweet results with a world of hungry people for what's good and true and beautiful. And I hope that's the vision that we have. Psalms 119:103 says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." I hope that you understand that God wants us to have that milk and honey in our life. You know, He wouldn't talk about the abundant life if it wasn't true. And I hope that you as Christians are striving to make yourself as good as the best ice cream through Christ. This evening, if we can help you with your walk, if you're not a Christian and you want to start your recipe, we'd be happy to help you out with that this evening. Please come while we stand and sing.